because there isn't enough useless information available on the internet. It's a guy, a girl, and a podcast with your hosts, Brandon and Christina.
I'm a guy.
I'm a girl.
And this is a podcast. How you doing?
Hey.
What's up?
Nothing.
Good. It is Monday, March 26th, where we are.
Yay, this is a thumbs up. I know you can't hear it.
She's a thumbsing up. She's
a thumbsing up us. If I could make you hear my thumbs up,
yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Thumbs up. It's back to school week. That's fun. Back to school.
We just got off our spring break.
Dude, actually, I feel like I didn't do as much as I wanted to do during spring break.
I definitely didn't.
Yeah.
There's a lot I probably should have done already. And I'm like, yeah, I have the whole week. And then by the end of the week, you're like, oh, nuts.
Where did the time go?
Yeah,
exactly. We did what? Maybe two things that we wanted to do?
Yeah, we didn't get the chance to do as much.
One of them was the podcast, because we always do the podcast.
And it's awesome.
So, right, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
And then the second one was we went down to TMCC and filmed.
We filmed.
This awesome.
We went to TMCC Theater.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, not the campus. We went to the theater.
We're not going to film the campus.
Who wants that? Actually, I do have some stuff prepared for the campus, but that's for a different day. This time, we recorded at the theater, which was awesome. It was super easy to book it, really. You know, like some places it's like, oh, you know, you might not be able to film here because of this and that, whatever. But actually, it was super easy because I'm very well known over there. I'm a legend at the TMCC Theater. I'm just kidding.
That's what he thinks.
That's what I think, but it's true. So it was really easy. I just kind of talked to a couple of my teachers and some people
and
who have...
The reason for the filming at the TMCC Theater is because this guy of this podcast also does his...
The guy? Yeah. Oh, you mean me?
Yeah, that's you.
Oh, me.
You.
Oh, really?
You're the guy.
Okay, what about me?
You have this little silent film series thing going on.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I do?
I don't... Does anyone know about this?
I think we've talked about it before.
Okay,
So we went up there and...
Sounds like it's news to you.
It's news to me. I don't remember posting this stuff. We're 4 weeks in now. Well, almost five now. We went up this week to film
another
some stuff at the theater.
Film.
Yeah, another one.
You can find it at youtube.com/
Hear You Speak. All one word, all lowercase. It probably will be up by the time that you go and look. It's called Opening Night. And it was awesome. It was really fun, actually. I think it was me, Christian, you, our friend Chris Solis. He came along, and it was super fun to film. I mean, really.
Go watch it once it's up.
Yeah.
And then watch the other ones
All
that have been up.
Five
because
of
they're
them.
Pretty funny.
They are awesome. So, some news, a little bit of podcast news. We are now on the Stitcher app.
Stitcher app.
Oh, thanks, Stitcher. So
Stitcher.
Awesome. It was basically doing the same thing as iTunes, submitting your stuff and then getting on there. But yeah, it's so cool because if you don't have access to iTunes or don't even feel like downloading anything, you know, you don't want the extra space on your computer or your phone or whatever, you can download the Stitcher app and just listen to all of our stuff on there. And you don't have to download anything else. It's just all of our stuff uploaded. It's basically like going on the internet and listening to our stuff, but you don't have to download it. So it's cool. Mm-hmm. I really like that we're on several different places to listen, because then it gives everybody access, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it's also on Facebook, too, because we feel like Facebook's something everyone's on.
Everybody's on Facebook. So we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on iTunes, and
everywhere.
We're on Stitcher.
Yay.
If you don't see our faces, then you're on the wrong social networking sites.
Exactly. Other news. So we saw another movie, and last week we were talking about how we'll get on to the movie in a second. But before, we were talking about how a lot of the previews we've been seeing have all been the exact same preview every single movie we see, and we're getting kind of bored of it. We're like, oh, man. But we did see a new preview for something, and we're like, ooh, this looks like a really good movie.
That's correct.
Turns out it's actually for a TV show.
It was a TV show, yeah.
It's really cool. It looks
like... awesome.
It's called Falling Skies.
Apparently.
I don't know if any of you guys know of it, see it or anything. If you want to let us know if it isn't as great as it looks, let us know.
Yeah, we haven't had the chance to watch any of it yet.
Yeah, because it advertised for season two. So we're like, oh man, now we got to catch one season.
So we got to watch season one.
But it looked really cool. It was like a mix between, I don't know, District 9 and... oh, I don't know. Battle Los Angeles. It looked like a...
yeah, I don't know.
Something
either.
Of that type
it
of sort.
It looked some sort of post-apocalyptic, I think.
Post-apocalyptic.
Something like that.
post-apocalyptic.
Learn how to say your things.
Annunciation.
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 But yeah, so Falling Skies, it looked really good. We haven't seen it yet. I'm tuning in.
Please tell us, though, if you have seen it.
If you have seen it, give us some...
And give us some feedback, because we're busy people, and so we don't want to end up...
wasting our time watching a TV show that isn't going to be good, because then we could be busy watching other TV shows that we do like.
Yes.
Like Parks and Recreation. South Park. The Simpsons.
What else do we watch? We watch so much. We watch a little too much for our own good.
I think so too, because I have had a really hard time keeping up on everything. And I definitely try to watch all of the animation domination on Fox on Sunday nights, which consists of The Cleveland Show, Family Guy, American Dad, all produced by one person. The Simpsons, they now do Napoleon Dynamite. I think that's it.
Yeah, I feel like we watch a lot of TV shows, but at the same time, I don't really spend a lot of time actually watching. I don't know. It's like we watch a lot, but we kind of don't at the same time, because I feel like I don't have the time to ever watch TV, but yet at the same time I still watch. This makes no sense. It's just a circle of confusion.
TV-ception.
TV-ception.
TV-inception.
Okay.
Right. I tried.
Whoa.
It didn't turn out as good as I wanted. TV showception. Showception. Okay. I'm still trying. I'm going to stop.
So, in other news.
There is this. I read this thing. It was posted on March 23rd, 2012. It's another article.
So, very recent.
Yeah, so very recent. Today is March 26th. We're not going to do the dates thing again.
Dates. What about bananas?
Huh?
What about bananas?
Banana.
Bananas!
Okay, so don't look at us, Anthony. We're having fun in here. So the article title is called
Bananas!
I give up. Can I walk away right now?
You just called me back into bananas.
Skipping that 3D movie to save money, you might end up paying for it anyway. It's by Cole...
That was the name of the article, guys.
Yes, that was the name of the article. It is by Cole Abaius. I don't want to say it wrong. Abaius, A-B-A-I-U-S.
Ooh,
and the gist of it is saying that what they want to do is they want to cut the 3D prices so you don't pay $5 more, raise the 2D prices. So what they're going to try to end up doing is you can pay, let's just say $11. You can pay $11 for a 3D movie or $11 for a 2D movie.
So
but either way, you're
same.
Still going to be paying for that 3D movie because they're raising the price of the 2D movie.
And lower the price of,
and lowering the price of the 3D.
Kinda,
that way you can
kind of
decide which one.
Going.
And it's kind of a scary bet, because what could happen is it could make people either watch 3D more, so it could expand the 3D
audience,
world option.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But the problem with that is directors, the movie producers, whatever, all the people that kind of weren't interested in the 3D world before, if it hypes the 3D movement,
they're going to have to
get involved in it, even though they didn't really care to in the first place.
And to be honest, I'm like, 3D is cool and everything. Like, I feel like it definitely has improved over the years, but I'm kind of a little bit sick of it, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
I don't feel like every single thing needs to be in 3D. Like, it's just one of those things that kind of gets a little annoying after a while.
Yeah, I feel like they shouldn't lower the 3D prices. I think they should keep it the same, because if you are someone who does like going to 3D, you should, or in paying that extra price, then keep up with it, you know? We see a couple 3D movies every once in a while, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some that are like, oh, that looks like it should be in 3D. Let's go see it. Like, I am definitely seeing the new Spider-Man in 3D and Avengers in 3D. But, you know, I'm not going to go watch The Vow in 3D. You know, I didn't plan on going to see The Lorax in 3D. So, and I didn't. You know, I do like 3D
occasionally,
but it is starting to get annoying that every single movie.
Yeah.
And now they're re-releasing movies in 3D. Oh, let's go see Titanic in the third dimension.
We just saw Anthony shoot himself.
Near, far.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to get it.
And Anthony's guts and are spilling out on the floor. He's gone. Now we need a new producer.
I didn't realize you actually brought a gun with you, Anthony.
It's called his fingers. Handgun. Bye.
Bow.
He takes the meaning of handgun.
Literally. He puts a bullet inside of his fingers and shoots him into his head. And it's a real bullet coming out and exploding.
I don't know how he does it.
I don't know how he does it either. I thought that was really interesting because, I mean, I'm a 2D goer for the most part, and I don't want to have to pay $2 extra to go see this movie when, you know, because for our, what is it, early bird prices, it's like $6.25 or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly. It's been a while, but... since I've done an early bird, but
it's around six-ish.
It's like $6.25-ish, mm-hmm. And I don't want to go to the early bird and have to pay $8.25 because, oh, we want to make up for the price of the 3D movies. You know, it's like, well,
yeah.
No, you know, no. That's not. I don't want to do that. You know, so we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens. They are scared that it might screw up though as
yeah.
well. It might bomb.
Yeah, because you know? That's the other thing too. That's the reason why. Another thing, just a lot of people just like seeing just the 2D, not because they're like, oh, I'd rather see it in 2D. There's a lot of people that want to see it in 2D because they can't really afford the 3D one, you know?
Yeah.
Like, especially if you're taking a family, like, that's one ticket price times 4 or 5. And if you're doing it all in 3D, that can get kind of pricey. And so a lot of people just do the 2D just, you know, to even save up for that. And mm-hmm. if you raise up the 2D price, that kind of defeats that purpose, and you can lose those people that are tight on money.
Yeah, that's what it said in the article. Actually, I forgot. Now I remember. But they said that in the article that if you raise the 2D prices, because they're so expensive anyway, you're going to mm-hmm. lose audience.
Yeah.
And at this point, theaters cannot
afford to lose
audience because they are already losing audiences mm-hmm. because movies are... being able, you can stream them anywhere now. It's not that worth going to the theater. So if you're raising the 2D price, that's another thing they're scared for, is they could start losing a lot of audience mm-hmm. by doing that. So if, you know, for Christmas, when all your family comes into town and everyone goes, oh, let's go see Hugo, which is what we did. When my family came in for mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, we all went to the theaters and there was like 7 of us. And it was like, okay, it's a lot of money between everybody, but if everybody buys their own individual ticket, it's fine. But, you know, when everyone comes for Thanksgiving and then you go to watch a 2D movie, and instead of it being $40 just ballpark for everybody, it's going to be $60, that's going to deter
difference.
Everybody from
yeah.
that, because they're already coming down for Christmas, spending gifts on everybody. It's the plane tickets from mm-hmm. coming from Ohio
whatever.
And Nebraska, whatever,
yeah.
you know. And
so that's going to be interesting. We'll see what happens with that.
I just hope they just...
I hope they don't.
Don't do it at all.
Yeah.
Like, just leave everything the way it is.
The article, though, does talk about... It is referring more towards Regal Cinema, I think it's called. And it's... I believe...
No, that's... It says that the ticket prices from New York City are $7.25 and $13.75 in 3D.
Okay.
So it was basically
never mind. Just never mind. Okay, moving on. Not what I was going to talk about, but never mind. So, Hunger Games.
There was a movie that we saw, and it was The Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games.
We honestly have no idea what it was about. Like, I don't know. We didn't really read the book.
We're not the novel...
We're not
people.
The ones that are like, yeah, Hunger Games. We were just like, this seems to be a big thing. Let's go see it.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
neither of us honestly knew anything about it.
It was going to be huge. I've been hearing about it since, like, advertising for it since way before pre-production. So.
Yeah, I haven't. I must be living on some other planet, I guess.
You don't read Entertainment Weekly?
No, I only get the magazine.
That's all you
I
do.
Know.
You keep it for warmth. You use it as covers at night.
Exactly. That's how I sleep. And then when I cry,
Weekly's all
I
over.
Take the Entertainment Weekly and dry my tears with it.
Oh, Entertainment Weekly, you're so nice on the skin. So, we did see The Hunger Games, and I knew nothing about it, but I guess it lived up to my expectations.
Yeah, it was actually really good. We enjoyed it. One thing that was actually interesting, though, and this is kind of a little bit spontaneous for the both of us. Actually, we're pretty spontaneous, but this is really spontaneous for the both of us. So we just said that we knew nothing about this movie.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm not going to say
this. Okay.
It's so your, you spoil them.
We knew nothing about this movie, yet we went to a 7 o'clock showing, and nighttime showings are always more expensive.
Of course.
In addition to that, we saw it in XD, and so which is
extreme digital projection.
Even more expensive. And then on top of that, I had a very long day. I went straight to work, straight to church, straight to the movie. I really didn't have much of a break in between everything I've done throughout the day, so I didn't really eat. And so we ended up having to eat at the movie theater.
Ooh.
Which is very expensive. Only because, you know, the movie's 2.5 hours long. I've already gone most of the day without eating as much as I would have liked.
Right.
I did eat some. You guys, calm down.
She's not anorexic.
No. But it just, we ended up buying food at the theater, too.
So how much do you think we spent on all of that?
I'll tell you exactly how much we spent on all of that.
How much did we spend just to watch a movie?
To watch a movie and to eat an unnecessary dinner. it wasn't even that great. It was hot dogs and nachos. Like,
woo!
I'm gonna die a diabetic. but no. So we ended up spending a little bit around $43.75.
Oh, just for a movie we knew nothing about. Problem is, by the end of the movie, I feel like
really
it
good.
Was worth it.
Yeah, we felt really good.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was such a good movie.
And we weren't really, like, on a tight budget at the moment either.
Not exactly. Not really.
Like, we had the money to spend.
It was okay to splurge
a
little bit.
Like, you know what? It's been a little while since we splurged. Might as well just kind of go with the flow today.
Right.
That's what we did.
Right. That's it for this week. I'm the guy.
You're the guy?
I'm the guy. I'm a guy.
I'm a girl.
And this was a podcast.
A podcast. Yay.
Woo. It's back to school week. Near the fall.
Oh, God. Annunciation.
Connect with A Guy, A Girl, and a Podcast on Facebook or find us on Twitter at @GuyGirlPodcast. Subscribe and automatically get new episodes on iTunes or download the free Stitcher app and listen to all of our episodes plus thousands of other great podcasts.